Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, I rearranged things in my studio.
In what way?
Good morning.
You put Kathleen Turner to your left?
In the same ham-handed way I do everything in this studio, because I'm just not skilled in that way.
May I ask a
question? If I had a hammer and nails and a caulking gun and a saw, perhaps it would. But, you know, would you really like to know what I'm doing right now?
Well, my question is this. Is this a direct result of you being alone?
Maybe. I've been a little busy this morning. I've been been up since about 6 o'clock, and I have been sort of flitting around. But still, as I look around here, you know, the most obvious thing of my little home studio would be wires and cables.
Yeah, wire management.
They are everywhere you can see. Now, I've drilled a lot of holes to hide them, but for naught. Yay unto thee for naught.
N-A-U-G-H-T, all for naught.
They're functional, and everything functions quite nicely, but, like, for example, I'm not going to show you. I'm too embarrassed.
Oh, I think you should.
Show it to us.
All right, you know that the replays are a really, really big part of what we do.
Yeah.
Oh, you tilted one.
Oh.
Look at that.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
That's my setup right now.
Mm. Oh, and that frees up the old replay stand.
Yeah.
Now, that looks pretty good on the surface, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Till it falls.
It is now propped up by some sort of, like, yoga pillow.
Well, you know, that's good because it'll increase the core strength of the instant replay.
So appropriate.
Oh, it is so precarious.
Because it's the hardest working replay.
Yes.
No, see, that's the point. That number 5 has been an afterthought.
Oh, because
you know that sometimes we'll be in the heat of battle, Oscar,
yes,
and you'll see me pull this move. Hey, I've got a thought about that. Right. I got tired of doing that.
I like the hold on a sec, and then you look,
right,
yeah, turn, and then push.
Right. And it all comes from I want my animals. I want my dog. I want my dog handy.
Sure.
That's the most important thing.
Aw, sweet boy.
And I want my frog.
Larry King.
And I want everything, but most importantly, I wanted my cafe.
Good morning.
Yes, I know.
Good morning. Good morning.
That's what I want.
Is that by the dog, because you group by association?
I think it's great that you're working to change your work process
to make it
better. Well, it's, you know, I think that we all want to get better. We all want it to be a better show, and you know, I mean, I care. I care about this.
That's
how I make my living.
Desperately,
I care about it. I want it to get better. I also am fully. This is, by the way, this is my little swan song for these pieces of equipment. This is it, because when I come to D.C., they're staying behind in D.C.
Yeah.
And I'm
going to
be
digital.
We're going to the whole digital world.
Digital.
That I truly look forward to.
Yes.
And the replays
will stay behind as well?
Yeah, because I
will leave the replays with you, and you're going
to
sell them.
Yeah, you have to bring them here so we can sell them on the black market.
Nice.
And the
dark
the black market. Yeah. and then once we sell them, Rob, it's official. It's stolen property. But anyway,
stop it. I don't know what you're talking
4chan.
About.
4chan.
I don't know what
we
I'm
just
talking
get them
about.
From 4chan.
Again.
That's right.
That's my new little setup here, and I'm very, very excited about it. But you were going to talk about something else in the opening.
I remember. Yet another wonderful, just really like
about Rob and I trying to fake it. Rob is so disengaged lately with the show that he faked it too. You didn't know what you were saying. Oh yes, I think that the thing that I wanted.
Mike,
did
I am 100%
really
with you. What I'm going to talk about is it's another love letter to my favorite city, Philadelphia.
Okay, Philadelphia. There we go. See,
how's
I
that
forgot.
For disengaged?
That's good. That's
right
good.
There.
But you finally. Well, no. You didn't get it right away.
I was trying to find the words because you know how much I hate that city.
Well, that city is on my radar today, and that's what we were talking about before the show, and that's what we were going to start the show with today, because Philadelphia, if they didn't already cement their reputation based on Philadelphia Eagles games,
yes,
and Philadelphia Phillies games, they have now cemented their reputation as the worst fans, bar none. There's nobody that touches them in the United States as far as bad fans. Now, the Philadelphia Flyers are playing my beloved Washington Capitals in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Zhang, 3-0, housed them last night. The Washington Capitals are playing the best playoff hockey I have ever seen, and I was there when they made the run all the way to the finals against the Detroit, the Detroit Red Wings. I will tell you, I've never seen them play better. Who knows how long it's going to last? But right now, absolutely a behemoth. They're everything that they were, spotlighted to be in the playoffs, and I'm very, very excited about that. However, the Philly fans who are angry and bitter and just on their absolute worst behavior last night. They were horrible.
Horrible.
They were despicable.
I believe this is the first playoff game of this series that was played in Philadelphia, right? Ah, doorbell. Hello.
Just wanted to play.
Okay.
It's Ed Snyder.
Yeah, it's not Ed Snyder because
he said he's disappointed.
The man has passed. And because they wanted to honor him, they did several things, including handing out. She was so little.
Aww.
They handed out bracelets.
That's still my favorite, Mike.
To memorialize him.
Yes.
And they also
did. Like this one? That really.
Just stereotype.
I believe and that then is we pivoted to.
See, I have two Oscars. I have that.
This one's That's more the, appropriate. The other one, it says I'm Mexican, and I'm not.
Oscar! Yep.
I think what you have is you have two Oscars there. You have Party Oscar and Reflective Family Oscar.
Well,
because the other
think,
one suggests to me is family.
I think when what Oscar's talking about is the authenticity of...
Yeah.
Of this with the pan flute, you can see the mountains
of Bolivia.
I see my
father studying by streetlight.
I love doing math problems on a shovel with a piece of coal, just like Abe Lincoln.
They couldn't even afford an abacus.
I have two Robs now.
Yes.
I have this one.
Oh, that's the one I like.
That's when he's at the street festival.
That's right.
That one, and then I have...
That's when he's at KD.
Not a fan.
I'm sorry.
That's
all
right. So they were honoring Ed Snyder.
So
and
the
you know
Philly
what?
Fans.
And the thing that is really, it's
the
tough.
The owner, right? The owner of the Phillies?
The founder of the Phillies.
The Flyers.
Yeah, and I think it was, he founded them in 1967-ish, right about there. A moment of silence done in a sporting event is tricky because you've got thousands and thousands of people that are eager to make it all about them.
Yes.
I think you're giving Philadelphia way too much credit. I don't think it's tricky. I've been in stadiums for it. It is truly a time of unity, and if the moment is proper, like, for example, the guy that founded your franchise,
yes,
somebody who was beloved in the city, when you have a moment of silence, you have a moment of silence. You set it up, and you're instructing all the fans. It's not as bad as a national anthem where you can have a lot of shouting and milling about. A moment of silence usually in most stadiums where there are human beings in attendance,
sure,
not animale. You would have silence.
Animals
not,
like dogs, Mike?
Not in the city of brotherly love.
Animals like frogs, horses. We are not animals. Oh, the lion.
Thank you
so
very much.
What you're going to hear is a moment of silence that is immediately punctuated with a scream. And then I believe what is said is F the Caps.
Yeah.
And then F you Ovechkin. So let's go to Philadelphia at their most respectful last night of the game.
In honor of the man who was our leader, our visionary, and our friend, I say thank you, Mr. Snyder. I ask you to join us in a moment of silence.
There they are. Laugh at them.
Bunch of vultures.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then when they went down,
can I be honest with you? We worked there. We worked up there. We spent time up there.
Right.
I can understand where it comes from. It's not New York. It never will be.
No, you're right.
But they so want it to be, and they have a giant chip on their shoulder. I can only explain it that way because I don't know where the hostility. It's just not.
What is it that When you are honoring the founder of your franchise, when you're down by four, you think the solution is to throw the in memoriam bracelet onto the ice.
They throw, and the bracelets were white so that they couldn't be seen on the ice, jeopardizing all of the players. And then the other thing that I see a little clip, I saw this kind of went pseudo viral this morning. Braden Holtby, the goalie for the Washington Capitals, has this little Zen moment where he does visualization. Many goalies do it. Many athletes do it. He does visualization before the game, and he's sitting on the bench, and you see him looking back and forth, and he's left alone. Nobody even pays attention. Nobody even knows he's out there.
Right.
Not in Philadelphia.
No, he's a star.
This guy from Philly makes his way all the way down to back of the Caps bench so he can just hassle Braden Holtby when he's doing his visualization. And it's just, and then did you see when he finally like walks away, kind of sprints away, and the guy throws his arm. What'd I do?
What happened?
What did I do, Philly? Philadelphia, what'd you do? What did I do?
What a
horrible city. I don't
It's a really bad city.
We've got listeners in Philadelphia.
They're good people.
Say it's a horrible city.
No, they're great people in a bad city.
Fans, their sports fans are terrible. Mm-hmm. They had a jail in the football stadium. They had a jail.
Didn't Santa Claus get arrested at the vet? I think Santa Claus got arrested at the vet. Mm-hmm. And they did have a jail built in the vet, in the basement.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, you look at, I watch sports fans all over America. St. Louis, the St. Louis Cardinal baseball fans.
Classic.
The most respectful, knowledgeable about their team. If they were all like that, and then you just got the people that think that because they have an attitude. Yankee fans are a little bit like that when it comes to going into other ballparks.
But you know what?
Starting
Yankee
trouble.
Fans are not bracelet throwing bad.
But
only Philadelphia is bracelet throwing bad.
There have been other fans that have thrown things on the ice, but this was just so bitter. And they get a penalty now when fans behave, they cheered. Yay, we suck, and they're booing their team. And look, it's nice to be on the winning side of these equations, okay?
Sure.
But at the same time, if you're a Philadelphia dad and you're bringing your, let's say, 12-year-old.
Your illegitimate 12-year-old?
No, don't kick them when they're down. You're bringing your 12-year-old out to the game. I mean, come on, please.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, one of my memories, and I didn't go to major league sports. I went to minor league football at Dillon Stadium in Hartford, Connecticut, and my dad would get out of work. He'd come home. He'd still be wearing his, like, business suit from the insurance company that he worked at, and we'd go to the game. And my old man did not suffer bad behavior in a stadium. And I used to scare the crap out of me because there'd be these drunks that were cussing. And my dad, I don't know, he just had a vibe about him where he would say, you know, in no uncertain terms, can you keep it down, please? And they turn around and said, my daddy's going to get beaten up now. My daddy's going to get beaten up. And they turn around and they'd stop. But, I mean, I don't know, man. It's just become insane in that. It's like everything now, especially when it involves competition. We're all like,
is the next game also in Philadelphia?
Next game, is it? I think it is.
So they can seal the deal and be done with them in the next game, conceivably.
They had one more in Philadelphia. More in Philly.
I think it's a bad idea.
They should just cancel the game.
We know what they're handing out to honor Ed Snyder at the next game is cherry bombs. And I don't think that's a good idea at all. I think it could go horribly wrong.
But think about it. That's the man. He's, as Mike said, beloved in the city, right?
Yeah, he's like their Jack Kent Cook.
And if we went to a Redskins game after Jack Kent Cook died, and all of a sudden you see the field covered in green bracelets
or tweed hats,
right?
Yeah, tweed hats. It's tweed hat night at the at FedEx Field. How exciting is that? Oh, my God. So, anyway, hey, a big S-A-D to the fabulous city of Philadelphia. Rob, start the goddamn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Relax, kid. No need to get worked up, okay?
Where am I?
This is a cave. It's my cave. You don't remember what happened, do you?
No.
I saved your life. Yeah, I snatched you from the jaws of death, the coils of death, if you will. And lucky for you, your new favorite hero, Old Blue here, just happened to be passing by. No big deal. Just tell me this. Can you climb?
Yeah.
Then let's quit wasting time and get on with it.
Tell me, you ever had a taste of a pawpaw fruit down there in Sini? Some people call it the, what's the word? Papaya. Stolen words. I say pawpaw goes to the sound it makes when it tumbles to the jungle floor. Try it.
It's good.
You know who I am?
No.
I am the king of the bad dialogue. Call me Louie.
It's a honey sash for winter.
Have you lost your mind?
But I'm helping Baloo get ready for hibernation.
Bears don't hibernate in a jungle. What are you teaching him?
Not full hibernation, but I nap a lot.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiver Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too, and we thank you for that.
We really do, from the bottom of our hearts, ladies and gentlemen. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint.
Vistaprint is the best. Quite simply, the best.
The best.
No matter what you need for the home or office, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. The best deal in the business, bar none. Right now, get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. It's the way it's still done.
Classic.
And I don't see it ending. I mean, you go to a business meeting, you meet somebody on the street. I do it constantly.
Yes.
Because it saves me the explanation process of going through what I do. I said, listen, and you'll get it. And it's on my business card. And I hand it to people, and it works. And it's a great deal. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services to make sure your design is perfect. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? It's the easy, 100% user-friendly way to get it done. It always looks sensational. The best customer service also. Remember, visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use our promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. When I'm preparing this show, most often I will do it the morning of the broadcast.
Right.
Occasionally, and this is when I get a stupid thought, I will jot something down that I want to bring in. And I have been meaning to share this stupid little thought that popped into my brain for a very, very long time, and I hate this word. And I don't think there's... I could probably...
So you mean the whole thought is you just dislike a word?
I dislike this word... I truly dislike this word. It's an adjective that I just feel is such a cop-out, and it's so perfectly American sometimes that it drives me insane.
Can
and
we
I heard
guess
it last
it?
Night.
Can we
yes,
guess
you,
it?
You go ahead, and I will take five questions from each of you, and then once we get it, I will explain to you what I hate about
would you call it.
I don't think you're ever going to get it.
Would you call it like a modern buzzword? Is it something that's overused?
No. Hmm. It's overused, but it's not modern.
Okay.
Is it a old-timey racial slur?
It is not an old-timey
no,
racial
he loves
slur.
All of those.
I don't know. I don't
no.
know.
Right.
If it's an adjective, is it praise? Is it saying that something is really good?
That's and therein lies the dilemma.
Ah,
I think you could make an argument that that is the case, but I would tell you that is not the case. Mm. And in fact, the opposite is true, because when that particular word is used, it doesn't mean.
Okay, I'd like to guess the word. I think I know the word.
Go ahead.
Is it amazing?
It is not amazing.
Oh.
I like amazing. I like amazing.
But it's overused because really it does.
Well, it's overused by Oscar, but I don't think it's, it's overused.
I think it's overused as a rule because really when someone says something is amazing, it has to amaze you. If you say, these are amazing potatoes, when you tasted them, did you go,
isn't that subject to the person using the word, though?
I suppose, but are they really being amazed?
I will say that this is not... It's not that kind of word.
Okay.
It's not a word that is just inappropriate.
I have a guess.
It's a cop-out word.
What about have a boss birthday?
That's a good one. Boss is an adjective as well as a noun.
Thank
though.
You.
Yes. That
dual
is,
threat.
That is not it. That
double
is not,
threat.
That is not it. Not at all. I don't know. I just had it here.
Boss.
I'm pressing buttons because they're in front of me now.
Boss. It's not boss.
6 years.
It's not amazing.
2 years in a studio, and I finally have the buttons in front of
How
me.
How about... Is it the word special?
No, and now I will give you a hint.
Okay, I'll take a hint.
It is a descriptive word.
Right.
For food.
Ooh.
Now you should be able to
I'm
get
out.
It very quickly.
Sumptuous?
No, sumptuous is you're out.
Yeah.
Why are you? Because it's too goddamn easy. I'm out.
That's too many food words.
Two plus two. I'm out.
I'm not a foodie. I don't know your words.
It's not. It has nothing to do with being a foodie.
Tasty.
You've seen it. Rob Spiewak, congratulations.
See? Foodie. He got it.
That is fantastic.
Thank you.
Tasty.
Tasty.
I hate the word tasty. I hate it more than any word in the English language. How was your meal? Oh, it was tasty. Okay. You're saying it sucked, but you don't want anybody to know that it sucked.
And you know what? If you really get right down to it, you know, it's easy to make a noun into an adjective by adding a letter to it. So what you've done is you've taken the word taste, which doesn't say that something is good. It just says it has a flavor. And you're adding a Y to it. So you're
tasty.
Just, how was your meal? Oh, it had taste.
The word was used one time in a movie where it was used properly.
What?
And that was when Jeff Spicoli in Fast Times at Ridgemont High said, all I need are some tasty waves, a cool buzz, and I'm fine. That was the best. See, tasty waves, that was, are you okay?
Yeah,
what happened? You hit your head there? What happened?
I was actually laughing
there?
And went to scratch my head and hit the microphone.
Tasty waves, tasty waves. Nothing to do with tasty, but when it's like, no, this is really tasty. This is really tasty. Why don't you just say it tastes like S instead of saying it's really
like,
tasty?
What about
you
know? Tasty cakes?
Tasty cake.
Ooh.
Tasty cake. Just kind of tasty.
So you're
now,
saying
product,
that tasty is a lazy word.
No, I'm saying that tasty is a non-committal word.
Mm.
I'm saying if something is really good, how was your meal? Delicious. What a beautiful word. It even sounds like it's good.
Eloquent.
You say delicious.
My non-eloquent.
It's not,
would you like to have some elegant
not
potatoes?
Not eloquent, you moron. No. Not
So, Mike, I've looked up.
He will be. I can't begin to tell you how much pain I go through when I believe he will be the best educated of our trifecta.
Well,
that's killing me. That kills me every single day. This is
in
not
some
my
ways,
usual
yes.
jealous joy. This is just the fact that he's going to be the MBA. He's going to be the one, okay?
And that's a tasty degree.
What about tasty degree?
That
sexes it up.
If you're using, first of all, you can put the vagine into any sentence and probably improve the word.
Yeah,
you know
I think
what I mean?
So.
She had a boss vagina.
What? Why in my voice?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, don't do that in my
Hello,
voice.
Hello, KCJJ. This is the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ. How you doing today? How's it going? Yes,
Mike,
sir. Hi, Steve.
I've brought up the
Captain
dictionary
Steve
definition.
And that guy, that Santa Claus guy he works with.
I think his name is Jim.
Jim.
I brought up the the definition of tasty. It's pronounced tasty. It's an
tasty.
Adjective. It's a comparative.
T-A-S-T-Y.
It's a comparative adjective. If you wanted it to be a superlative, it's the tastiest.
Ooh.
See? Yeah. And the comparative adjective is tastier. But here are the synonyms.
If there's a restaurant that uses tasty in their advertising, I am not going. That's it.
The primary definition says of having a pleasant or distinct flavor. Synonyms include I want you to grade these words instead as alternatives. Delicious.
That's my favorite. I mean, that's to me, that says it all. It's delicious. That's a wonderful word.
Palatable.
Palatable is like, how is that? Well, if it's palatable, why don't you stick your finger down your throat and go into the toilet and bring it all back up if it was palatable, you hump.
We'll bring it back with this one. Luscious.
Oh, luscious. Yeah.
No.
You
know, mouth-watering?
Like, you know what? Can I say luscious is a nerd word.
Okay.
Nerds.
You know, I mean, if you're sitting there, how's your pizza? Oh, it's luscious.
This week on the Game Show Network, Mike O'Mara hosts Nerd Words.
Do you remember
Nerd
the words. Band Luscious Jackson?
You know, my mom, God rest her soul. Dan Reardon's coming over to my house for lunch one day after school. And we're sitting there. No, it's probably a Saturday because it was lunchtime.
Yes.
And so it might have been summertime. So Dan Reardon's sitting at my... And he says, I have a radio in my... Mrs. O'Mara, I have a radio... we were talking about the radio. I have a radio in my my room at home, and I listen to it at night before I go to bed. It's quite soothing. And my mom... My mom's not, you know, she's not a tough lady.
Right.
She turns around and goes, quite soothing. What's that about? You know, kind of raised her eyes like, that's my mom even calling him a doofus.
All right,
which was beautiful. Beautiful moment.
Would he ever use the words... Delectable.
She also kicked Dougie Newell out of the kitchen one time when she made BLTs and he spit it out.
Oh,
what a jerk.
Dougie. Yeah, but at least never hit you with a hammer, though.
Yeah. But, you know, when you're a kid, BLT, foreign concept, you know, you never had it before. He's
the greatest thing in the world.
He had a hard time spelling it.
You can go home now. I had to tell him, Mom.
Yeah. Mike, do you think he found the BLT to be ambrosial, toothsome, or flavorful?
Boo.
Now, ambrosia is, you know,
that's high praise.
That's an amazing, but it's also a lot of these food descriptive pleasant words are kind of nerd-esque.
They are software. Especially, that's a software name.
Especially if you Ambrosia. Say yummy, scrumptious, finger-licking, lip-smacking, or melt in your mouth.
You know a word I use to describe food a lot?
What's
if
that?
I really love something? I say phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's a phenomenal.
It was phenomenal.
It's hard to explain. That's great. That's a great
phenomenal vagina. Yeah.
What is with him?
Oscar is not, because Oscar does not like to talk about eating food. Oscar likes to talk about eating. We have to take a break. We're going to come back and we'll have more fun. Speaking of food, I have a delicious recommendation.
Yum.
Because Daddy's doing his own cooking while Mommy's
away.
Nice.
Yeah, and the good news is, he's only gained 4 pounds. We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. With my naked eyes, we need to build a firewall, a huge firewall. Listen, I know data. I love data. Data's good. I made a fortune on data. But data is coming in. Data is getting in. It's not the good data either. It's malware. Muy malware. Nobody knows what's going on. It's a serious problem, a very serious problem. Trust me, I know. We need a plan, and we need one now. I have many engineers. I have the best engineers, and we love our engineers, right? We love them. They're the best. We will make Tech 411 great again.
Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and at tech411show.com. Paid for and approved by Moore Santana 2016.
All right. You know what? Here it is. I'll regret saying this. You go ahead. Use me like a toilet. Absolutely. Love doing that. Love hearing the result. I love giving that to you and seeing what you did with that. You took what I thought was and turned it into something very special.
Well, thank you.
And that's a fun exercise for me. So more work for me. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I was reading, how do I say this delicately? I was reading my Golf Digest Texture on Le Camerd.
Okay, I'm with you.
But what I loved about it was a great story about, I forget what the title of the article is. It's a Masters Undercover. It's Golf Pro Undercover. And he told a story about how he went to the Masters. He's played in 3 Masters tournaments.
Really?
And he went into the Masters, and they talk about the cell phone rules. And his father wanted to buy souvenirs when he played in his first Masters and went right to the pro shop. And his credit card was declined. And he was checking on it, and he brought his phone out, and they escorted him to the cell phone jail room because you're not allowed, once you go through the player's gate, you're not allowed to have a cell phone. The Masters,
did they name the guy?
It's such a douche-a-thon. It truly is. It really, that has nothing to do with Texture.
Of course
that's
not.
Where I read it on my tablet because I've got all my magazines in Texture.
Did they name the player?
What?
Did they name who the player?
No, they don't name the player.
Oh, so it's super secret.
That's right. But Texture, cool. I want to talk about Texture because Texture is where I get all my magazines. Now, I could tell you, and I could tell you that I'm reading all the magazines, like Vanity Fair, Time, you know, National Geographic, Good Housekeeping, Entertainment Weekly. I'm so golf obsessed that not only am I reading the golf magazines almost exclusively now on Texture, Texture gives me little video clips as well. Like if there's golf instruction inside my Texture app, they'll be able to show it to you. And
it's so
and they
cool.
do that for all the magazines. They have little video highlights. You're going to love Texture because you can get all your magazines in one place and you can binge and they can select the articles based on your interests. It's fantastic. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you'll get immediate access to all of the top magazines, just like the ones I mentioned, including back issues and, as I mentioned before, the bonus video content. Please try Texture for free. Try it right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. You'll love it like I do. It is
the
much
best.
Better visually than getting a magazine off the rack. It really is. It's fantastic.
And the whole family can share it, which is
like
amazing.
Like everything else, yeah. Let me know if you do that. So, yes, that was that's my maybe being in my own skin alone down here with Mrs. O'Mara. And so we had a fight early this morning when she called me first thing.
Oh, no.
You even fight when she's not there?
Aww. Yeah, we fight everywhere. I mean, wow. I mean we're capable of doing that. But the fact, well, hello.
That's cute.
How long have you worked
yeah.
with
her? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the makeup sex is what it's all about.
Well, it's going to be makeup sex for what? One.
Did somebody give you a Viagra before the show
no.
today? I'm kind of curious about that. You seem to be bringing Vagine.
Mike, he's sitting there with a rager.
Yeah. This console isn't holding
sex.
Up itself.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Hey, how about that House of Cards? Yeah, it makes me horny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there you go. So
well, people fight and then they make up.
That's
well,
right.
Well, she's you know up in where your neck of the woods up there in in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
She said that Michael got stung by a sweat bee, and I said sweat bee, and then I said sweat bee, and I was kind of doing the whole rednecky thing.
Yeah.
And she got pissed because I thought it's a sweat bee.
What is a sweat bee?
I've never heard of
what
a sweat
is
bee
a
before.
Sweat bee?
Well, I thought it might be.
Is it like a spelling bee? Is it a contest?
Is it a bee with a headband on?
Look it up. Look up sweat bee. It's a real bee.
I'm gonna find
and they're
it.
Attracted to the salt in people's sweat, and they are little. They're small bees, and we think Michael got stung by one yesterday. But
what's
I said,
the difference? Are
bee.
They walking out of a CrossFit box?
I don't know what the difference is, but I was flipped like you're being, and I was flipped with her.
Mike,
and,
this is the
didn't
second
go over
largest.
Well this morning, so I had to apologize, and I legitimately
know your audience. It is the second largest of the Apoidea bees. It is. They occur all over the world and are usually
right.
dark colored and metallic in appearance. What is that? Some sort of metal bee?
I'm going to be in trouble now. You've cemented it.
Oh my God.
Because I cannot not take your bait right now. I cannot deny.
They
it.
Are attracted to the salt in human sweat.
Yeah.
They are native to Africa, but they are in America all the time.
Look at that sweat bee. Hey, yeah, sweat bee. Get a sweat bee over there. Yes, we went that sweat bee. Come on. We're just crowded with sweat. So that's when I heard sweat bee, I was like, sweat bee.
Hey, it appears here that several species are partly green and a few are red, and some have yellow markings. Especially
see,
the males. That's a boy sweat
see,
bee.
You're just like me. When you hear that, wouldn't you think, a sweat bee, it's actually just a common house fly. But no, I mean, that's what I kind of thought.
Well,
but,
it suggests to me a bug that I think you deal with down there, the no-see-um.
The no-see-um.
Which is
well,
because it's so
them.
Small yeah, that you don't
it's
see
nomenclature.
Them. But I love when my father refers to them and I say, oh, do you mean non-see-thems?
We're dealing right now down here in South Florida with the Zika virus. I'm sorry.
I think that's Oscar's part of the world.
Yeah, but you can't get that from no
terribly
bee.
Terribly sorry. Mm-hmm.
That's a mosquito thing.
We're dealing with the Zika virus. Little fly, little mosquito fly.
You can tell that the mosquito is carrying the Zika virus because he's wearing a poncho.
That's right.
And he's playing the pan flute at the same time.
Yeah, he doesn't like salt like a sweat bee. Yeah. He's
so it's
different.
Me and the dogs. It's me and the dogs. And
how is little Michael doing? I think that's the root of the...
He was having a morning, probably. Okay. He was having a morning, and you know, I probably got the... I was the recipient of that. You know, it's still early morning. We get a little tense when we're apart. We actually do better when we're in the same domicile.
You complete
domicile,
each other.
So that's it. You complete me. You complete me. All right, are you ready for my my food recommendation?
Yes,
it's
please.
Really, really tasty.
No, you don't say that. You say it's ambrosial.
If you are making any kind of pasta, the traditional American Italian food, which is tomato-based pasta sauce, and you're looking for it in a jar, I'm here to tell you I have my recommendation. Feel free to write this down. You can. It doesn't have to be the standard. It can come in the variety of flavors like so many of them do. But I am here to tell you that if you're looking for a great one in a jar that you can just throw in,
it's
maybe
a
little garlic
one.
Salt, a little onion powder, a great one. Newman's Own, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, name for Paul Newman.
Newman's Own spaghetti sauce. Go no further. Don't go with your Progressos. Don't go with your Ragu.
I'm a Prego guy.
Well, yeah, you've been a Prego guy probably since you were four because
Pony,
you don't change.
Well, but you know what? I don't listen to him anymore.
Pony have said that Rob looked Prego.
Oh, like pregnant, Pony. Like with child.
Pony, yes. That's not nice.
Here's a question for not. Pony. Are you familiar with how pregnancy works? It's been a while since you've been with the opposite sex.
he's mad.
I could draw you a chart.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Yeah, I would. And we could put it right in your face.
You know how we're taping the bonus show today?
Yes.
Sometimes when I make those last-minute calls, and sometimes when it's validated, like immediately in the first half hour of the show, so very, very happy.
But I want to stop the rumors right here. I am not pregnant.
You're not pregnant.
I've had a vasectomy. I cannot carry a child.
Oh, that's yeah. Good.
But this is the best. This is the bomb.
What makes it so grand?
It is a wonderful sauce to incorporate your own stuff into. It kind of absorbs the good flavors. It's not that. It does not feel as preservative laden as some of the other
products.
Does
it lean as a tomato sauce? Now, you see, I can't eat tomato sauces because that's one of my triggers. But does it lean sweeter or acidic?
Rob's talking about his bowel.
Yes, I am.
Yes, absolutely.
Does it lean more sweet or acidic? Because if it's true tomato flavor, it'll lean a little acidic. I like the sweet.
It's a little sweet. It's a little sweet, and I'm sorry you cannot eat tomato sauce. I apologize for that.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Now Oscar's supposed to weigh in and said, tomato sauce on the
vagina. No. That's too obvious, man.
Yeah, but only four obvious. Days out of the month,
too
Mike.
Obvious. All right. Gross. That was too far.
So nasty. You've gone too far now, mister.
Yeah, Pony. Yeah. How does it feel when
it's
you go
disgusting.
Too far? That's right, isn't it?
I'm ashamed of myself.
I hope
Pony,
you learned your lesson.
When you make your, because you're a spaghetti guy, in fact, you're the best. You're,
as a matter of fact, he's
guy.
The width of spaghetti.
but he's the best guy to talk about pasta because he has spaghetti night at his house. Do
this
you go jar or do you make it right from scratch, everything?
You know, I do both. I start with, quite often, Newman's Own. I was going to back
do
you up
really?
There. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
It's been a long time.
It's so loud, too. He doesn't realize it.
Because he's deaf. I'll be right back.
Oh, it's fun.
Thank you. So, yes, I use Newman's Own. It's wonderful, and it
what
does...
What were we talking about?
Spaghetti, I
no,
believe.
I'm kidding.
Talking about my pregnancy.
So yes. You're with me on this.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Like you're the spaghetti guy. You know about spaghettis.
Uh-huh. I will start with Newman's Own as a base because it can take on all of the other flavors, and it's just a wonderful starting point.
I'm
and...
so excited. Pony and I never bond on anything. This is awesome.
And this won't this last, but it's good that you're doing it now.
The key is he knows when it's ready because he has a little baby spoon that he puts up to Miracle's lips, his sugar glider.
Yes, this is how I do it.
And she tastes it and gives him a head nod, and then she's good to go.
Mm-hmm. A baby
double gun
spoon.
Point. Yeah,
yeah, the kind with the plastic on it.
Yeah,
yeah. And then Mike looks at Pony and says, "You are my spaghetti guy."
Hey, Pony, I'm with you. I'm with you with the Newman Zone.
That's good stuff.
Trying to get the baby spoon up to the sugar glider. Like right,
hey, fly in here and taste the sauce.
Yeah, it's delicious. All right,
and man. Then but the anyway. Sugar glider says, so, that's pony- a good gravy.
Is that the sugar glider
voice?
Yeah,
it's Italian.
That's a good gravy. Hey, you the sugar glider. It's good. It take out all the flavor you put in, Mr. Pony.
Miracle is Italian.
It is.
That's fantastic. All right, Miracle. Anyway, try it. Try it at home. I recommend it highly. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I hesitate to do this on today's show, but it's what we decided we were going to talk about.
And yeah.
It's Rob's World.
Hey.
Rob went to the flower show in Leesburg. That's right. You want to kill somebody with excitement? Take him to a suburban area of a major metropolitan city and go to a flower festival.
It was great.
That's what I call fun. Fun. And isn't fun the best thing to have?
It truly is.
That's a great idea for a t-shirt. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun, more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, be honest. Most of your problems start in your mind. Whether it is fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, they all begin in your head. And if you can control that part of your world, you can improve your life. I'm trying the Headspace app with guided meditation, and it takes just 10 minutes a day. And without getting bogged down in all the details and all the benefits, I will tell you, it is a relaxing activity that makes you feel better physically. Stunning to me the way they're able to do that. Guided meditations that you listen to, they hold your hand through the whole thing. You can go to any part of your house. You can sit on the couch, sit on the end of the bed, sit down on your patio. It doesn't matter. And they will walk you through a guided meditation that takes just 10 minutes anywhere in your house. Meditation is rooted in lots of thousands of years, actually, of tradition. And it can improve your focus, your relationship harmony, not to mention decreased anxiety and lowered stress, which is what we all need a little more of in our world. Join over 5 million users already getting some Headspace for free right now. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program is a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So Rob had a very, very busy weekend.
Very busy.
When you came in yesterday, you said to me you had like an incredible weekend.
Yeah, it was go. I saw a movie. Carrie and I went and saw a comedian, Rob Mayer of the Rob and Joe Show, do stand up.
That's funny. You saw a comedian. You saw Rob.
Yeah, but
you
he
saw
did,
Rob of Rob and Joe. It's funny when you said you saw a comedian.
He sold out the Tally Ho Theater, which is the premier performance space in Leesburg. And
what is the name of the theater?
The Tally Ho. It's a converted movie theater that has been there forever. But
I've been next to it. I've been to I believe it's an Italian restaurant or French restaurant next to it.
There's a lot of great restaurants down there. It's opposite. The best restaurant in town, Lightfoot, is right across the street.
But isn't there a joint that's almost attached to it?
Not anymore, I don't think. I don't think.
Went out of business.
There was right now, Mike, it's next to Tally Ho Taco, which is not a French restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah.
They must have changed it because they were, it was very exciting when I was there.
But it is the, it's near Payne's Biker Bar, which is also right next to Lightfoot, another
Payne's.
Great place, right in Leesburg. Good
Spend
place.
Let's all move there.
But anyway, Rob is funny.
Where? Leesburg?
No chance.
Yeah, of course not. You know what? It's not like you've been invited. So,
oh, please.
Oh, we'd be so glad to
Everybody
have you.
Says Leesburg is so awesome. And every time I talk to them, what's awesome about it? They name three things, and they're all the three same things. And then when I get out there, I said, well, why don't you just work out there if you love it so much? Because they can't, because there's nothing else there. They got to come into the district.
You know what's awesome about Leesburg?
I'm hearing a little city boy arrogance there. City boy. Yes, you live there.
That's right. That's what makes
it
awesome.
I'm with you. Are you doing
Five Guys, Costco.
How many people do you ask about how awesome it is? Because those are the things I would say. Have you really, really done some research?
I mean, your perspective in the years we've worked together, you just name places you can go to that are available everywhere else.
Okay.
That makes them
so
great.
Is this a generic City boy, suburban boy.
Of course it is. Yeah, this is my douchebag DC. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You're the because you have Green Frog or whatever the hell that.
Yeah, and you know what else?
Is.
You know
Sweet
what,
Green, Mike. Sweet
what's
green.
So great about DC, it's certainly not cluttered up with parking. You can park anywhere you want in Leesburg for not shelling out.
You showed me.
Yeah. That's why the next time I come through town, I'm going to stay in Leesburg.
And you know what? You can stay near.
Mike hates Leesburg so much he could stay there, but he chooses not to.
Well, no, that's.
Let's be a full disclosure. I have chosen to stay in D.C. as opposed
proximity.
To Manassas.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't care for the suburbs. I don't care for the traffic. I like to be in the city now when I come.
Yeah, he's a city boy.
He likes to be near his stuff, and his stuff is here. My stuff is in Leesburg, so I have to.
You have to realize Mike in the city.
The city for me is a marvelous. Is simply. And by the way, when I'm not in my two residences, I spend most time. I spend most
says
time.
That
I do. You know,
but hey, given
man,
a choice,
you know, hey, you're 38. You got many years to work on.
Given
that.
A choice, you will live in the
I'm
city.
Not, you
I'm
can
not
count
mad at
on
you.
Having four. You
I'm
can
not.
Have four.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just not used to people saying that.
Well, I mean, I work in both places, and that's the thing. And I you know, the fact is, I live in where the people aren't, to be honest with you. I live in a very, like, lean population
density
area.
But that's because you've decided to move away.
So
right?
when I stay, when I go visit my sister, who's done the opposite and moved back into the city,
right.
which I can't afford to do, you know, that's a cool thing for me. And when I come in to do our show, where we have a studio in the city.
In the city.
I love staying in the city.
But you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't want to live in the city.
You know,
would tire of it, don't you?
Can
think?
I be honest with you? Carla and I have talked about the fact that living in the city has some advantages. My niece is a young woman with young children.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in the city and
okay.
she loves it.
Omera's in the city.
They've just gone. What?
Is it the O'Mara family? I'm just
he's trying to pitch sitcoms. I
yes.
think.
Yes.
Although it might be a dramedy.
Yes.
No, but what
I
love.
It's like Everybody Loves Raymond, but in the city.
That's right.
I guess my point is, I don't mind the country where the rural Maine. I mean, the population density in Maine is non-existent, and down here,
thick.
I like being outdoors and doing outdoor activities. So the city to me is a nice little break. The suburbs, not so much.
Mike,
don't care for any bit of the suburbs.
I guess what really, with this, if this comes down to anything, is that everybody, and I'm not one of these guys, I don't go around telling people how awesome it is to live in D.C. I don't do that. Like, I don't do that in my private life. I don't say, you
Are
should
you
live in the
Are you saying that
city.
Mr. Spiewak promotes Leesburg?
He promotes Leesburg like he is running for mayor.
Well, he loves where he lives.
It's not a priority
love where you live.
For me. I love it. I think
you,
it's fantastic.
It.
Yeah, I do.
You love it. And you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm gonna side with Rob on this one because the fact is he does love it because nobody probably has to fight the battle to get to the studio in D.C. like Rob does.
Yes.
To slog in from that. And the fact that you love it out there, you love the schools out there.
It is
got
so
a
perfect.
Of friends
for, it
out
is
there.
So perfect for the kids as well.
Kids like it.
God, I hate that. He is a blister on top of a hemorrhoid.
He's got the look, doesn't he? Yeah. He looks like he stayed up all night doing an all nighter.
Yeah, that's
he
good.
Really
he can do that in the city with all his crackhead friends.
A bender. Yeah, we're all crackheads in here. That's Leesburg for you.
That's
There's
right.
your mayor.
It's crackhead. We're going to build a wall, Mike.
We're
going to keep
drugs.
All the crackheads out.
Let me
Leesburg.
Ask you this.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to throw things out that I would hate about Leesburg. And I don't know. I know Leesburg probably next to you. I know it better than anybody
because
I spent a lot of time.
You spent a lot of time there.
There is an ad on Facebook right now. You probably have it on your page as well.
Right. I think I paid for it.
It's for Brambleton.
Brambleton.
Yes. And they're...
Now, aren't they all named Brambleton? Now, Rob, I hate to jump off the Leesburg.
No, that's fine. And I don't care for Brambleton.
But aren't they all... They're probably, there's probably a Brambleton in every suburb area
Brambleton
of the United States.
Is a created community between... Like Ashburn and Leesburg.
Yes.
There's a Brambleton in like Bristow and Manassas
so
and those
So they're
places
promoting
too.
City-like living in Brambleton, right?
Right, like mm-hmm. Disney World-like living. Yeah.
And
that's a new, let me just stop you. There's a new trend with new developments, man-made communities, where they are trying to attract a younger population base by creating that city type of building. They've done it in Fairfax.
They're building brownstones for $1.6 million, which are basically luxury townhouses in Brambleton.
They can lick it with that. I said,
if you want city type living for those dollars, you can come to the city.
Live in the city.
How about a 5-minute cab ride to the Kennedy Center and not 7 hours to get there in your fake city? I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me, if you're going to want that, go to where the food is.
Exactly. Yes. If you're going to fake it, don't fake it. Yeah.
But I totally side with you because you have embraced the school system and the lifestyle, I couldn't wait to get out of that type of environment. It just didn't offer anything to me.
However, my business
failed miserably.
I understand. Thank you. We are going on 9 years in Leesburg. We bought the house right when we started the terrestrial version of the Mike O'Mara Show. Because I remember coming in late the day I signed the papers, and you were saying, I remember the moment, you said, aren't you excited you bought a house? I said, I don't know. It seems like a big hassle. So you were...
It's so true.
But it is. Right. They can take the joy out of everything.
That's his fire in the belly. But anyway, go ahead. Yes.
Well, I know. I bought the house. I just didn't enjoy the experience. So... this is 9 years that we've been out there or so, and I've never been to what is the biggest event every year in Leesburg, which is the Leesburg Plant and Flower Show, in which one weekend every year they close down about 6 blocks of historic Leesburg, and the vendors are there, and it's a big deal for everybody to go. And I've dodged it every year. But
you know, let me just say this, because I'm with you on Leesburg, and I love the fact that you love where you live. I think that's fantastic, but I'm going to also say this. If I lived there and someone said, what is it called? It is the
Leesburg, I think, Plant and Flower Festival.
I said, hello, Elon Musk. Could you possibly loan me one of those rockets that I could put in my backyard that I could literally blast off into space for this particular weekend while this puss-a-thon happens on the streets of Leesburg? Thank you very much.
It's a 48-hour puss-a-thon.
And
what do you do there?
Where is it? It's in downtown Leesburg, historic Leesburg. Now, Leesburg does have buildings.
Hey, there's the big guy with the cowboy hat stirring up the kettle corn.
So there's just a little more brick.
Were you there?
The festivals are, to me, they are fake fun.
Manufactured fun.
Yeah.
Manufactured fun with the undercurrent of profit for the vendors.
Yeah.
And it's just mad.
I saw Blues Traveler at the Fairfax City Festival, which is held in an office parking lot.
It's a fair. That's a fair.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about the Fairfax County Fair?
Yeah.
The Fairfax Fiesta.
Or whatever. Yeah.
See, but that has rides. That's
is
better.
Is the Fairfax County Fair the same as the Fairfax Fiesta?
No.
He's
made up.
He was making a Spanish joke.
Remember when you bonded with him?
Yes. Oh,
everybody's trying to do shtick, for God's sake. We could just answer my question, please. Are you talking about the Fairfax County Fair?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. You see, his thing was by calling it a fiesta, he was maybe making a comment about the demographic.
There's a lot of my people asking, where are the churros at?
Yes, okay, I get it. But that's a huge event. That's a massive event.
I have raised a show pig or something.
No, Mike, you would think that, right? And it would have been massive in, let's say, 1995. But this is Blues Traveler in 2006.
Right.
So they're not making albums.
I'm talking about Blues Traveler. You're not listening.
But the fact
the Fairfax County Fair is
I could book Blues Traveler for $100 today if you want to.
He's not listening.
It's not a big event.
I'm not talking about Blues Traveler. I'm talking about the event that Blues Traveler is inside of.
Yes.
Is that the Fairfax County Fair
Yes, it is.
That is a huge event.
I don't think of it as a massive event.
That's why anything you have shuttle buses to, that's another thing of the burbs. You know, park over here. You know, walk 8 miles over here.
That's a logistics problem.
And the irony of it is that the Fairfax Fair is in a parking lot.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, exactly.
But there's not enough parking.
So this is
nothing to that scale. This is about 6 blocks. And Carrie said,
and it's the old town area of the city where they shut it down so people can put their wooden earrings up for sale.
Exactly. Oh, there's many good products I'm about to share with you. Carrie said,
here's a car. carved earring with my fat ass husband that's sitting there with his Santa beard.
Oh, and he's lots of Santa beards and hats.
He's going to sell you a Jesus cross made of wood that he carved.
So
Santa.
Carrie says, "Do you want to go?" And I said, "You know, I've never been. I don't know that this is the year." She says, "Well, you know, Julia's employer is going to be there. Julia got a summer job where she's going to be selling Italian ice."
Spoke to your daughter over the weekend. I spoke to her.
Did you?
Yeah. Did she tell you that?
No, she never did.
That's
I had a
really
great conversation,
creepy.
And she... no, I was calling... I had a... Rob called me on Sunday, and then I called his home number and got Julia, and Julia was telling me that she's selling shaved ice, and we had a funny... She's very funny. She's super smart.
Yeah.
And she's really... I mean, we had a great conversation. No offense, better conversations than I had with you on the phone. And she...
Well, Mike, you get what you give.
You know what? And the thing is, she's... not super like crazy happy about it. She's just it's kind
teenager.
Of a mundane
she likes
task
the money
for her.
She does
she
like
likes
the money.
The money, but it's like seven flavors.
Yeah,
and I said, well, you probably have more fun if there are 100 flavors. Yeah. And then it's like maybe 125, and then it's like, yeah, you got the comedy genes.
I sent her so we went and checked that out, and it looked like a pretty good operation. There was a line. I said, good, that's nice. But the reason that Carrie talked me into it, she says, well, you know, we can go with the Chubbix and afterwards we can get a drink. I said, okay.
Oh, see?
That's
that
good.
Makes everything better.
It does.
And let's not negate the alcoholism in the suburbs.
No, oh, there's
people,
plenty good.
Oh, man.
There's a reason they have those accidents on Friday
afternoon. By the way.
People are desperately trying to get to their granite countertop
big
before
news.
That first vodka.
Big news. They closed the piano store and they're putting in a Total Wine.
Whoa.
Ooh,
yeah.
Very,
And you know what? They couldn't make more money if they had a printing press. These plain fat moms that come to the schools are going to come there and they're going to say, I want that, and 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 chill that, and
total
carry it
wine.
To my car.
Total wine.
Because Thursday is close to Friday. But anyway, we get down there and we start walking, and we did cover the entire fair. The thing is that there was very little plants and very little flowers.
No, it's all crafts.
It's
vendors.
All, yeah, and you know what? Yeah. Carrie bought a flower holder made out of a barrel stave.
Yeah,
and,
oh, God. Oh,
and
stop.
If you could just imagine the BO smell as you right. go into every little crevasse.
Mm.
They had so many people selling homemade soap. But yet,
right.
not one vendor has ever used a bar of soap.
No, absolutely. And probably not a lot of food and booze, right, on the street. Not
no,
a lot,
there
right?
are the food trucks are sort of on the perimeter.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah. Inconvenient to get to.
Exactly.
Because the food truck, where you, what people really want on a Saturday is to take their family out, maybe have a little lunch and stuff, and they're 12-mile lines because
mm-hmm.
they put the food vendors in. Those festivals suck ass.
And also,
they suck ass.
Why
totally
would
do.
Anyone that goes to a flower and plant festival buy a top hat? But there was a hat vendor there. There was a hat vendor. There are
right.
soap vendors. There are people that make copper things that spin when they're hooked up to your hose. Some guy
yeah.
comes up to me and says, hey. Yes? He says, does your yard need a water feature? I go, what? No.
Water
no,
feature.
I don't
yeah.
need that.
No, stay out of my yard.
Now,
yeah, I got a water feature, pal. Why don't you come over and watch me pee off my deck?
Hey, that's a good feature.
There's
yeah, by
my
the
water
way,
feature.
There is
yeah,
a pleasure
that
comes from doing that. Like even as an adult,
mm-hmm. You know what? Down here we're a little challenged, and Mr. O'Mara might have gotten caught.
What?
Oh.
Well, you've been here. You
yes.
know it's not like I'm out in the woods.
No,
like,
true
I,
enough.
You know, welcome to the little ticky tackies. I got 700 houses to my right and 700 to my left, and so Daddy at dusk. Thought that he could go out
dusk.
In the little dusk. That's it. Well, you know, it should have been dark.
Yeah.
I should have done it in the dark.
Yeah.
Dusk
I did it at dusk. And, yeah. And
so to speak.
I went to the little what do I call it? It's the little alleyway between
the
you
houses.
Know, the 4 inches of space between the
I
two
houses.
I would
call it a breezeway.
It's between
it's actually
the two
called
houses.
A sallyway.
Is it?
And
technically.
And I went by the big tropical plant that's in between the two houses, and I'm taking a leak. And suddenly I hear, and I look over, and it's a dog.
Oh.
And it's a dog attached to one of those super long leashes.
Oh, yeah, like a 25-foot lead?
Yeah, and so, and the lead went around the corner, and I just had to turn around, like, with a, you know, dribble, because, you know, some old lady was walking her shih tzu, and I had to get back into the house.
And but, lucky, you know, Mike, they probably could have tracked you.
What were you doing outside your house like that?
Peeing!
Well, you, but it's the same distance to walk inside.
Yes, I
yeah, but
like
it's fun
to pee outdoors.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
We were just discussing
yeah
that.
Yeah, and, you but know, at dusk, it's just that's
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's well, like you've
remember,
got
but
some
that's
sort of,
the danger. That's
some sort
the danger
of kick
factor. Yeah. Kink.
Do you remember the old house in Manassas that had the deck off
yeah,
the side porch?
Yes, that's a fun deck to pee off.
Eh, that is a great. And I had my spot and the spot, and I had to go between the slats. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, and no grass would grow.
None. None. Why is that rhododendron purple?
Yes. all the plants are changing.
Supposed to be pink.
So the entire, I would call the plant and flower show sort of a time vampire disaster until I got to the last end of the last street and there was a food truck. And you know what they sold? Turkey legs.
Ooh.
And then all of a sudden, it was okay yeah to be there. So I
your
got a turkey leg.
Go to turkey leg.
Ate it and then off to the public house for several beers with the Chubbicks where we talked about how we might not go next year.
How is Mrs. Chubbick?
Kristen and Rob are wonderful, and they send their best.
Hello, Mrs. Chubbick. That's wonderful. Say hi to them for me.
I too certainly will.
I appreciate that. Hey, before we go to break, I do want to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, and I want everybody to go on social media, and I want you to let everybody know we're going to do this. Tomorrow, we are taping the show on Wednesday. It's going to be Wednesday, April 20th.
Open
we'll
line Wednesday.
Is that what it is?
Don't, I don't want to call it that.
Why
that's
not
stealing. Because it's stealing.
Look,
we all steal
from everybody. It's radio.
Well, yeah, we're going to be taking phone calls on Wednesday.
Wide open Wednesdays.
Wide open Wednesday. There you go. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's very good.
That's
wide
better than
Wednesday.
My idea. I was going to call it.
What were you going to call it?
Pee Between the Slats Wednesday.
I'm trying
I'm
to promote
working here,
something
Mike.
Here.
I'm working okay here.
All right. So open line Wednesday. We are going to take your phone calls. This is the new. Remember when Maddie did the promo about the fact that we put the new phone
yeah
system
yes
in and
yeah
we haven't mm-hmm done anything with it? That speaks to me. Her little promos resonate with me like you would not believe.
She's a good writer.
Because I think about that. I'm like, you know, we really haven't done anything. So here it is. Tomorrow on the show, we start taping at 10 o'clock. If it goes well, I will take your phone calls for the entire show.
What?
I mean the entire show. And I am very, very excited about it. And let's give out the number right now, and then we will promote it on social media. And I want to blitz tonight. And then, you know, we'll take your phone calls.
The phone number,
the show.
Mike, it is toll free 1-888-920-MORE.
Nice.
888-920-MORE, and that is 6673. So you want to write this down, 888-920-6673. And remember, as they said on American Idol, this is an 888 number, not an 800 number.
All right.
888-920-MORE.
Hold on just a second. All right, would you give me that one more time?
888.
All right, hold on. All right, wait a minute. Let me just mm-hmm. I'm writing it. I'm going to print it out.
Sure.
For myself. I'm killing two birds with one stone.
You're killing
right,
everything.
So it's
888-920-MORE.
All right. And what's the number?
888-920-6673.
6673. All right. So that's 888-920-MORE.
Yes.
888-920-6673. Pony, what should we know about that? You know,
we've
when you're over there smirking,
we've got a caller. We've got a caller on the line.
Yeah.
Well, right we're now not taking calls now.
Oh, my God. All ooh right.
We're taking calls tomorrow.
Right. I don't want to do it.
They have to.
Sorry,
Pony,
friend.
Let me ask you this, Pony. Would this
yes
help you if we took a call right now?
No, we just hung up on him.
We just dumped him.
Yeah, we just dumped him.
Okay, very good. Are you excited? How confident are you that this will go off without a hitch tomorrow?
Oh, we already know that they work.
100%.
We've used them before.
Yeah.
You know what? I like 100%. So tomorrow, open line Wednesday, 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE.
He's calling back, Mike.
All right, let's talk.
This is a bad idea.
All right, tell me. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Don't get happy, Mike.
Hang up on him, son of a bitch.
That's all we
it'll
need.
It'll be a fantastic show tomorrow. I look forward to that. We'll take your phone calls tomorrow. Remember, tell your friends, tell your neighbors. We'll take a little break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's time.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, I have a big announcement. I have bought a new car.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Finally. Yep.
Only took 10 years.
Also in this week's episode, One Hit Wonders, and Gary has an amazing celebrity encounter.
It really is probably one of the best I've ever told.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And maybe buy a t-shirt.
Yeah.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. I will tell you that tonight is my night. I have been working in consort with our man Rofo to put the best possible lineup for my fantasy baseball team together. Rofo, fire that man. Oh, you're fired. You're fired. You're not doing it anymore. I got to do my own thing. I got to do it. And I'm going to the American League, okay? My lineup tonight, this is a $30,000 lead that cost me $5 to jump in.
Right.
I am very, very excited about this. Joe Kelly on the mound, your Boston Red Sox pitcher. Then we have David Ross, your catcher for the Chicago Cubs. That is Mark Teixeira at first base, Dustin Pedroia at second base. This is a Red Sox heavy lineup. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Yes.
You can do it the same way or you can do it a different way. I'm doing it this way. Third baseman, Red Sox Travis Shaw, and Xander Bogaerts shortstop. Then we have Mark Trumbo from your Baltimore Orioles,
Trumbo,
the brand new outfielder. I'm very excited about that. We have Brett Gardner. Don't like him, but he's a gamer. Kind of like that guy. And then we're wrapping it up with the probably my most expensive player, Mike Trout of your California Angels, ladies and gentlemen. And very excited about FanDuel. You can get involved too. Yes, Rob Spivak.
I wish you all the luck that I had Sunday night when I doubled
Did
my
you
money.
Win?
Yes.
Oh, you.
Yes. Especially due to a Tampa Bay pitcher, Matt Moore, who netted me 55 points.
He had a great game. Hey, listen, this is making, FanDuel is making watching baseball so much more fun. Don't wait another day. Sign up now to play one-day fantasy baseball at FanDuel. They have contests for everyone, from rookies all the way up to seasoned vets. Would you like to share your FanDuel results with me? Drop me a line and me know if you're kicking my butt. Oh, I'd really love to hear about it. It's really making it fun. Setting up your lineup takes minutes. Once you've picked your players, adding them to your lineup is a breeze, but don't just take my word for it. It's time to experience sports in a whole new way. Please try FanDuel now. You're going to love it. You got to hurry because this is the last week for this special offer. You enter a FanDuel league now, and if you don't win any prize in your first contest, they will refund your entry fee up to $10 back to your FanDuel account so you can play more. Just deposit, play, and if you don't win, they'll refund your first entry fee up to $10. Go to FanDuel.com and use the code TMOS. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code TMOS. This is FanDuel, the best way to experience sports, and we're having a lot of fun with our
awesome
fantasy
boom, bam.
Baseball. And Rofo, take a powder. See you later. I got it. I'm on this.
I think Rofo might be taking a powder overall.
Yeah, or from life.
Well, you know, he tends to do that occasionally, but the poor lad has been through a lot, and I love the boy, but when's the next time he's going to be in studio? Because we really
I don't think
need
he
to,
comes but, in anymore.
Christmas party.
Yeah. Is he really not coming in anymore? I'm curious about that.
Well, we asked him not to, in his defense, because we had so many interns.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Rofo just sitting here staring at us really didn't work.
That's right.
No, you told him to go away.
Yes. Yeah. And he'll went.
He'll never come
back. Yeah,
news.
Oh, news.
Scary.
Usually the barnacle has to be scraped off.
Wow. Oh, wow. A barnacle he is. That's nice.
Note to self, Oscar. I will be quizzing you on Mr. Rofo tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. This is fascinating.
Note to self, start calling hospitals.
It's open line Wednesday tomorrow. Maybe we can get Rofo on the
phone. You should call in.
Yeah, sure. If his girlfriend says it's okay.
Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond died on Sunday of natural causes. Yeah. She was 90 years old. Doris played Ray Romano's mother, Marie, on the show. So many celebrities. My own mom has left us. What a year. It's been amazing. Yesterday, he said, quote, "She had an energy and a spirit that amazed me. She never stopped." I will tell you something. On Everybody Loves Raymond, she was the absolute, the spine.
Oh,
the
that's
comic
what made the
spine
show.
Of that
that's
show.
What made the show.
Whether working professionally or with her many charities or just nurturing and mentoring a young green comic trying to make it as an actor, she did it all with such a grand love for life and people, and I will miss her dearly. Patricia Heaton also paid tribute on Twitter, calling her a consummate professional who was funny, tough, and loved life. Well, I think Ray Romano gave the more emotional speech there.
And we met her on one of our press junkets, and she was awesome.
She
cool,
was the best.
Hip, funny, sharp, wonderful. Good lady.
They don't come along like her very often. I'm glad she's getting the credit she deserves. Speaking of credit he deserves, Chris Brown is promoting a documentary about himself.
That'll be good.
It's called Welcome to My Life.
Welcome to my life.
It's unclear how and when it's going to be released, but more info on that is coming soon. There's a trailer, and it makes his life seem like a tragedy. It talks about how he was... Yeah, well, this is him. This is like his point of view. Mm-hmm. It talks about how he was thrust into being a star, didn't have a childhood, and had to deal with expectations of being the next Michael Jackson. Okay.
Who expected that?
Here are the people on the documentary. Usher, Jamie Foxx, Jennifer Lopez, Mary J. Blige. They talk about how amazing and gifted he is, and then it addresses the Rihanna assault, which almost ruined him. Chris says, quote, I went from being on top of the world, being kind of like America's sweetheart, to being public enemy number one. I felt like an effing monster. I was thinking about suicide. I wasn't sleeping. I barely ate. What about the woman you hit, douchebag?
He should have. And look, everybody deserves a second chance. That guy
absolutely.
That guy didn't, though.
No,
that guy
you're right. Didn't. You're right.
The way he beat her up to a pulp.
And how about the self-awareness of that? How about the contrition? How about the turning over a new leaf? What a hump.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he still gets in trouble, because he's had so much smoke blown up his butt for his whole life that he doesn't have any perspective.
Yeah.
I hope somebody gives it to him someday. What is the correct pronunciation of Sofia Vergara's man? Is it Joe Manganiello or is it Manganiello?
I think it's Manganiello is what I've heard.
I think it's Manganiello.
Yeah.
Well, he recently dropped out of a History Channel gig because of a mystery health problem. On Sunday, he was supposed to be at a charity event in Hollywood, but he was a no-show. We may finally know what's going on, and it's actually pretty serious. According to TMZ, he checked into the hospital late last week to have his appendix removed, and there were complications during surgery. At least one source says his appendix burst, which can be deadly if it's not treated right away. But if he was already in surgery, his doctors were probably on it pretty quickly. As of Sunday night, he was still in the hospital, and we haven't seen any updates since then. A source told Us Weekly he should be okay, and his doctors expect him to make a full recovery. They're kind of a popular couple out there in Los Angeles.
Yeah, so great-looking couple. Yeah.
Very great-looking couple and a lot of fun. They seem to be enjoying each other's
company. I love
her. So I hope he does well. The Hollywood Foreign Press announced a bunch of rule changes for the Golden Globes yesterday. I think this is good.
Okay.
The biggest one is they're tweaking the guidelines to make sure dramas with comedic undertones still end up in the best drama category. They decided to do it after The Martian. Remember that big scandal about The Martian getting a comedy nomination? It ended up in Best Comedies category, and it won. And they're saying that's not going to happen again. Everyone was confused. And Birdman also got nominated as a comedy in 2014. I didn't think that was
not
a comedy at all.
No.
The new rules should make sure that doesn't happen again, and comedies also won't slip into the best drama category by mistake. You would think that's simple, but now they got to tweak the rules.
And do you think that the Hollywood Foreign Press is like three guys over in Switzerland drinking beer? That's
yeah,
what
I
think.
If you change the rules. All right, I got to get through this quickly. We're running out of time. Salon.com looked at Nielsen stats from over 70 classic rock stations around the country. This is a delightful list. Then they looked at the top 100, came up with what they think are the 10 most overplayed classic rock songs.
Oh, what a great idea.
I live this world. Jesus. Number 10, Sympathy for the Devil, Stones.
Yeah.
Number 9, Hotel California. Good God.
They ruined it. Classic
number
rock ruined it.
This is the surprise, but yeah, it makes sense because we played it all the time. TNT by AC/DC.
Yep.
TNT. Number 7, Van Halen's cover of You Really Got Me by the Kinks. Number 6, Crazy Train. Ozzy Osbourne, there it was.
Another
Welcome
one that they ruined.
Number 5, Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Number 4, We Are the Champions, Queen. Number 3, We Will Rock You, Queen. Number 2, Sweet Home Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And at number 1, You Will Never Get It.
Steely Dan.
No.
No, God. Is it a Led Zeppelin song?
No, it's not.
Ooh.
Because I would think Stairway.
Yeah. Another Brick in the Wall, Pink Floyd.
Oh. If you don't eat your pudding, you can't have your meat. Or vice versa. It's something like that.
No, that's
Music Destroyed by Modern Radio. Now a little something, something. A 49-year-old woman named Melissa Mower went to a convenience store in Indian Rocks Beach, Florida.
Near you?
It's a big state. You ask me all the time. There are all these towns. I don't know where they are. She went into a store in Indian Rocks Beach on Sunday night, and she stole herself a bag of Cheetos. Not the kind of criminal mastermind we are normally talking about, except for this. According to the police report, she shoved them, quote, under her sundress. into her groin area. But a woman named Holly Harris was working at the store. Holly Harris. Stop by the wall, wait all in, get some fruit fritters. I bet there's some fritters under that sundress.
Oh.
She was working at the store, saw her do it. When Melissa walked out, Holly chased her and kept demanding the Cheetos back. We're not sure they're really restockable now, but you know, since they've been nestled down there. But we salute Holly's decision to do her job. Eventually, she caught up with Melissa, and of course, Melissa punched her in the face.
Nice.
Oh, no.
So the cops came, and Melissa was arrested for theft and battery. I'm not sure you could even market those. Maybe Cheetos with extra cheese?
Oh.
I'm not sure if that would work there. Yum, yum. These Cheetos. The new salmon-flavored cheese.
Oh, Chester Cheetos.
I'm sorry. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, for those of you not in the know, Omericast brings you clips, highlights, conversation, all around more broadcasting. All the shows. The Mike O'Mara Show, The Tony Perkins Show, Rob and Joe Show, Cake and Cookies, Tech 411. All of them, all the time, each and every week. And we'll even introduce you to fans of the shows. Omericast is here for you. Download it today from the TMOS app. Dashing little intern's dreams. Sorry, Diego.
Thank you, Marcus Serta. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. If you're somebody who runs the HR department, the personnel department, or you have your own small business, and you're the person that is responsible for hiring, I am talking to you. I want you to pay attention, because it's a difficult process to get the right people for the right job. You need ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com allows you to post one job listing on all the job sites at once.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine posting your job to over 100 job sites, including social media like Facebook and Twitter, and you can do it with a single click. You can find candidates in any city, any industry, nationwide. This is where the modern technology works for you. Fill that position that you are trying to fill. Do it quickly without a hassle. No juggling emails, no calls to your office. Just one post, and all the qualified candidates will roll into the ZipRecruiter.com easy-to-use interface. Then you just screen them, rate them, and hire the right person fast. It is truly amazingly easy. ZipRecruiter.com has been used by over 800,000 businesses. You can try it right now, absolutely free. That's right. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And let me know if you get a good hire out of that, because we love it when people tell us that. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, April 19, 2016.
You mentioned the passing of Doris Roberts, and not a lot of people are talking about when I first became aware of her, which was the show Angie, and that was created by Gary Marshall, had Donna Peskow and Robert Hayes, and also the greatest theme song of all time, sung by Maureen McGovern, Mike, the sweet lady of song for the MDA, their own little songbird. Hey, let your love flow. It's awesome.
Let the time flow. Let the love grow.
But this was a charting hit, and I've always really liked this song.
I know. What's wrong with sitcoms? There it is. Yes. Angie.
Yeah, she had a trashy sister. She was a good show.
What was the name of the star of that show? Donna what?
Peskow.
She stole some Cheetos one time. Put them under her sundress.
Oh, put them under her sundress? Yeah. It was pescarific. Oh, okay. Moving on. You're going to love this. I listened to this about 10 times. The guy that calls the Padres games is made reference to the fact that this is Vin Scully's last year with the Dodgers. And there's a lot
radio
of
radio or TV, because Don Orsillo got the TV.
I believe this is the radio guy. And Vin Scully is seeing a lot of love around.
Can I just say real quickly?
Please.
I hate to do this, but this is for the, you know, people who follow the Red Sox that listen to me a little bit. The new guy.
Yeah.
Oh, just
the pits.
Oh, God.
He's the pits.
Guys. What's it with the guys that take other guys' gigs in sports broadcasting? As far as play-by-play guys, they always
I don't know. They
always get the guy that's like this. That's it. Because the bad managers that want to hire, and I'm not talking about baseball managers, but like executives, they want the guy that's like this. They want the traditional. They don't want anybody to have any fun at all. So that's why all the guys you hear that have those new gigs in sports are all going to sound exactly the same way. And that's exactly what the Red Sox TV announcer sounds like now. It sucks.
Mike, maybe the people that talk like this are young and hungry and on the climb.
So sad. All right, so Vin Scully
was never like that. Vin Scully, maybe the greatest in the history of the game.
Absolutely.
And I've got another tape that I will play later this week where he tells a story while he's calling the game. It's amazing. But this is, because it's his last year, the Padres announcer says that he would listen to Vin Scully read a grocery list. Someone sent him a tape from 1976, 40 years ago, of Vin Scully reading a grocery list. And I tell you what, Vin Scully makes it interesting. The announcer introduces it, but then it's Vin at the end.
Even reading a grocery list would be interesting to me. And lo and behold, somebody heard that and emailed somebody who got it to ESPN. And this is a guy who was with the Padres in the 70s and arranged 40 years ago for Vin Scully to read a grocery list. Still had the audio. So we got Vin Scully reading a grocery list.
We've got a dozen eggs, a quart of milk, a loaf of bread, a can of frozen orange juice, six small white onions, a green pepper, garlic powder, a package of American cheese, pickles, kosher that is, bananas, cornflakes, maple syrup, toothpaste, paper towels, toilet paper, six bars of soap, hot dogs, quarter pound of chopped meat, steak, lamb chops, package of spaghetti, three apples, bologna, cottage cheese,
bologna,
a pound of butter, two ears of corn, beer, ketchup, peanut butter, soy sauce, and a half a pound of coffee.
He's the best. He's the absolute best.
God, what's he, 115 years old?
I believe he is. I'll have a tape for you. I'll probably space it out. I'll play it on Friday that you're going to love when you hear the fact that he can still get it done. That was 40 years ago. Bad night for Donald Trump as he was speaking in Buffalo, had a pretty bad slip of the tongue.
I was down there, and I watched our police and our firemen down on 7-Eleven, down at the World Trade Center, right after it came down.
Yeah, you remember July 11th when everything went bad.
Oh, my God.
New York City.
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You know, he can say some of the most horrific things, and you know, people won't even call him on it. That's the kind of thing that really...
Well, he would spin it. I own 12 7-Elevens.
Yeah, but the thing is how do you not hear yourself say it and stop yourself and correct yourself? Anyway, mm-hmm. I close with this. You know, we normally close with a joke. Today, we're going to close with a sound effect. Mike, let's say you get married again someday. It could happen.
No,
I'm kidding. Let's say someone's getting married and the bride loves owls.
Okay.
And they arrange for an owl to be released during the ceremony from the back. Don't read ahead. From the back of the sanctuary to fly to the altar.
Mm-hmm.
But let's also say there is a large glass window in the sanctuary. And the owl flies into the window thinking it's going to escape.
Oh, no.
This is the sound of a wedding owl flying in.
The wedding owl?
It's the wedding owl flying into a window at a wedding. I'll play it once and then again. Okay. The owl.
Max, I'm here.
Oh, no.
And what's so great is the owl is supposed to go straight down the aisle, but he takes a hard right into the glass window.
Max, I'm here.
Oh, no.
And they're supposed to be wise. That's the thing.
I have to ask you, how did the owl survive?
Details are sketchy, but I think he's going to be all right. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. So that's sad. It. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, send it along to Rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Just click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us. And we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Owl, bye-bye.
888-920-MORE. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.